Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Isaiah chapter 6, selections from verses 3, 7, and 8. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of His glory. Your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And I said, Here am I, send me. Relationships are rewarding. No relationship is more meaningful and important than the one I have with the Lord. My present and eternal life depend on that relationship. Yet how can I be certain that such a relationship exists? And if it exists, how can I be sure it will endure? I can't help but recognize the vast gulf between my nature and His. He is absolute perfection, while my life reveals countless imperfections. Before Him, the heavenly angels shield their faces and feet with their wings. They cry out in reverent awe, Holy, holy, holy. The Holy Lord demands and deserves such holiness from me. Like Isaiah, I humbly confess my own brokenness and inability to secure and sustain a relationship with the high and holy Lord. Yet the Lord of matchless majesty is also the Lord of matchless mercy. He bridges the divide between His holiness and my sinfulness. The bridge He provides is Jesus. He takes my sins and bears them all upon the cross. My guilt is completely taken away, and in its place, He freely gives me His grace. Before the holy God, I am holy, for Jesus' holiness is mine. The bond of the Savior's love also spans the great gap between the holy God and an unholy world. The whole earth is full of His glory, for Jesus is the atoning sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. Through unbelief and rejection of God's promise, this gift is lost. However, through faith worked by the Holy Spirit, this gift is secure. We have peace with God and the promise of an everlasting relationship with Him. In the freedom of God's forgiveness, Isaiah confidently received God's invitation to be His prophet. He boldly answered God's call, Here am I, send me. The Lord still sends out messengers to fearlessly confess His saving name with faith-driven courage. Our holy and gracious God draws even more people into a relationship with Him as His saving word is proclaimed. O Heavenly Father, You are truly loving and holy. Through Your Holy Son, You have provided healing and forgiveness to an unholy world. Send the Holy Spirit to create faith in You through Your holy word. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.